Hi, I'm Brett Hickey, founder and CEO of Star Mountain Capital. Excited to be here today with Rob Kaplan, one of my former professors from Harvard Business School, to talk to us about the markets. Rob, we have a lot going on in the markets. You've had a tremendous amount of experience from cycles you've invested through at Goldman Sachs, and then most recently being the head of the Dallas Fed. Tell us about what you're thinking, what you're seeing, and thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here. Good to talk to you, Brett. I would say the headline is there are cross currents. And what do I mean by that? As everybody knows, the Fed has dramatically raised the Fed funds rate from 5.25 to 5.5 from zero, and is running off its balance sheet. So everybody knows that. That is intended to slow the economy, quell demand, and cool inflation. At the same time that's going on, you've got a counterforce of very high, in my opinion, deficit spending, driven heavily by the Inflation Reduction Act, which just passed in 22, the Infrastructure Act that just passed, and the unspent ARPA money, American Rescue Act money, which was passed in 21. That money is being spent on manufacturing projects, public-private partnerships, and infrastructure, and other projects all through the country. That spending is stimulating demand for goods, services, and workers. And the stalemate means we have not gone into a downturn, even though people thought we would. We've got sluggish growth, but I think it's likely to remain positive. The labor market remains tight. There is real wage pressure. That's why you see so much labor action. And that's why inflation is still sticky, particularly in the service sector. And so you're starting to see a symptom of all this government spending is what's happening along the yield curve. The 5-year, the 10-year, the 30-year are backing up in that people are starting to focus now on the over the horizon of the supply of treasuries. So how these forces play out, it remains to be seen, but many industries feel like they're in recession already. Many goods industries, anything interest rate sensitive. Service sector businesses are pretty resilient. Job market's pretty resilient. And people are scratching their head every month saying, "What? I keep waiting for a slowing." And I think this downturn is going to happen later than people think, and maybe not until government spending starts to dissipate.
That's helpful. If you're an investor, which you, of course, are yourself, and giving advice to other investors out there as far as things that may be less obvious to them, what do you think an investor should be thinking about today and considering that might help them with portfolio allocation or how they think about investing heading into this type of a market environment?
So the main advice I'd give to companies and investors is make sure you've got good financial flexibility. If you're a business, don't get yourself over leveraged. Liquidity matters a lot right now. If you're an investor, having dry powder matters a lot. Why? Because we may have this kind of standoff for the next year or two, and then people say, okay, then what happens? I guess we'll have an upturn. No, yeah. Not necessarily. The Fed may well start cutting rates, but you may actually then have a downturn. Yeah. And people say, I thought we just had the downturn. No, the downturn may still come. I think there'll be great opportunities, but you need to have the financial flexibility to be able to take advantage of.
That's helpful. In the credit markets, we talk about keeping leverage low so that you can work through challenges. But also one of the things that I think is less obvious is making sure you have capital to support your deals and investments. If not, some other investor can come in and come in senior to you and create issues.
So and I'm sure this is true for you multiplied by 10, what I'm about to say. There's not a day that goes by that I don't have a conversation with the CEO of a business. It's always the same story. He or she's got a good business. They got a lot of floating rate exposure. They fixed it. The fix has run off. They thought they might term out. They realized terming out doesn't look attractive. And now they're trying to figure out what to do. So there's a lot of capital structure problems that need to be solved out there for good businesses.
Yeah, that's helpful. One of the things that we observed in the 2008 recession was businesses that are good businesses saying, hey, I've got a good business. my loan to value is positive, but I don't have cash. And unfortunately, it's the cash that puts you into bankruptcy if you can't pay the bills. Any last kind of pieces of thoughts or advice do you think might be helpful, Rob?
Well, the other thing that makes all this harder, there are two structural issues that are creating challenges. Number one is we're an aging society, so workforce growth is, it's not zero, but it's not much more than 0.25%. So most businesses saying, my business is slow and I can't keep my workers. I'm accustomed to when my business is slow, it's easier to keep workers. What's going on here? And it's because this government spending is keeping a solid bid away for workers. So every business has to deal with that. And the second issue, which is structural, is we have a structural undersupply of fossil fuels globally. And what does that mean? We're making this energy transition, as we should, to wind, solar, but there's a gap. And so we've got 90 plus or minus dollar oil. Now, yes, we're less oil sensitive than we were, but it kind of feeds its way into everything. And back to that worker who's trying to make ends meet, they've usually got to drive to work. They got to get paid more to fill up the tank. And so those two structural issues are creating more wage pressure. And people think, gee, if the job market weakens enough, that'll dissipate the wage pressure. But I don't know, because of this government spending, we may have a weird situation where your business is weak and you've got wage pressure. We're not accustomed to, as business leaders, we're not accustomed to that combination.
Dual expense hits coming, interest costs, labor costs still.
Margin compression is what goes with that. I've seen a lot of margin compression and coming margin compression, and that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's great. Rob, thank you very much. Great wisdom and sage advice as always.
Good to talk to you, Brett.